are you?
I whispered with a gravelly voice. He usually responded to one of my episodes a lot quicker, but with him sharing time between Cheryl and me, he had been in the other room. I patted his head as he laid in my lap, and then I stroked his back until I calmed down. Once I lay back, wondering if I was going to be able to return to my slumber, Corso jumped up on the bed and lay beside me, but there wasn't any use trying to sleep. After tossing and turning for hours, I realized that wasn't going to happen tonight. I moved to the opposite side of the bed, as not to disturb him, and sprung to my feet. I peeled off my sweat-soaked wife beater as I walked into the bathroom, then tossed it into the hamper along with my underwear. I started the shower and took a few more deep breaths, hoping to calm myself before stepping in. And when I did, the hot water hit me, scalding hot, until I adjusted the water. I worked myself over with a lather and rinsed, and then I washed my hair. Knowing I had to go back in action hadn't really sunk in until this episode. Making things worse, Cheryl still hadn't spoken to me more than a few courteous words, and it had been 4 days since I got my instructions to return to active duty. After rinsing, I stood there, letting the water wash across my head and down my body, the warmth relaxing me as I closed my eyes. But visions from my flashback, or whatever it would more accurately be called, came flooding back to me. I let out a deep breath and wanted to scream. My whole body tensed, and I had to take a few more deep breaths just to calm myself down. I couldn't stop thinking about how upset Cheryl had been, and to make it all worse, she really seemed to love me, just not enough to wait for me or to give me something to come home to. Being deployed wasn't exactly in my plans either. Being called to missions was the last thing on my mind, even though I should have known better. I had big plans for her and me, plans that included us being together, and me being around for her when the baby came. I had let myself get worked up about our talk, and had a good feeling how things would turn out in the end, but I'd been wrong. Her issues with Adam, her ex, and the father of her baby were more serious than I thought. While him being killed in duty was an honorable thing, it was devastating all the same, and I could imagine that now. Knowing all she knew about me, she wouldn't be able to look at me and see anything but someone who might leave her. Losing him had been too much, especially at a vulnerable time, and with it only being 6 months since the man had passed away, how could I expect her to move on so quickly? I'd had 2 years to adjust to my new life, and I was still having trouble. I shut the water off, stepped out of the shower, pulled a towel off the rack to wrap around my body, and then I went to the bedroom for some pajama pants and a white cotton tee. After I had dressed, I walked out to the living room, with Corso tailing me, and when I got to my chair, he sat at my feet while I turned on the TV. I had done the same thing for the past 2 nights, unable to make it through until morning in my own bed. Knowing what I was going back to had made my problems worse, and I hoped it would start to go away the more I accepted what I had to do. Serving my country had always been a great honor to me, and I put it before any of the selfish reasons I had for not wanting to go back into combat, but it was getting harder every day to keep up my spirits, especially with nights like this one. Sometimes I remembered exactly what had happened, but then others, with my mind scrambling for answers, I invented things. My imagination running wild, until it had me confused. When I was in my head, I wasn't even in my bed anymore. That's how real the nightmares felt. When they happened, I was there. Wherever the memories and visions took me, it seemed so real that every single sense was heightened enough to smell and feel what I had that day. And though I thought those times would get better with me being home, and that the time might heal the wounds, it was only getting worse as time marched on. I watched 2 hours of infomercials before finally finding an old movie that I hadn't seen in years. The spoof of the classic Frankenstein was hilarious, but I didn't crack a smile once. Everything weighed heavy on my mind, and if it got any heavier, I wouldn't be able to carry it. I had been so determined not to crack under the weight of it, but losing Cheryl, it just made it all 10 times worse. After a moment, Corso got up and looked into Cheryl's room just off the hall, and then let out a whimper.